Hi, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Thank you for supporting all of our sponsors. Here's a quick word from one of them, and enjoy today's Armed American Radio broadcast. Hi, it's Mark, and you're going to dig this. You've been hearing me mention WarfighterTobacco.com on air. See, Warfighter Tobacco Company is dedicated to warfighters, America, and cigars. And now they're here on Armed American Radio, dedicated to you, 100% veteran-owned. Warfighting is tough work, and throughout history, at the end of the mission, when a member goes down or it's time to celebrate victory, the warfighter has done so with a great cigar in hand. It's in that spirit that Warfighter Tobacco Company was born. Premium, and I mean premium, long filler, handmade, Nicaraguan and Dominican cigars. The finest made, along with accessories, including cutters and Pelican case humidors, lighters, apparel, premium coffee, and much, much more. For a limited time, Warfighter Tobacco is giving Armed American Radio listeners 10% off with the promo code AAR on checkout. These vets support us. We support them. That's the way it's supposed to work. Visit WarfighterTobacco.com, grab a few cigars and accessories, enter promo code AAR for an additional 10% off, and unleash the warfighter in you.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Sitting inside these Crossbreed Holster studios with you today. Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, dads. God bless every single one of you. What a great day. Huh? I hope you got out and had some fun with your family. Had brunch with my dad today. Had spent some time with my family. My wife and kids are up in Ohio right this very moment, by the way, eating Marion's Pizza. If you've never been up around Dayton, Ohio, if you've never had Marion's Pizza, no, people wouldn't think of Dayton, Ohio having great pizza. Marion's Pizza's got some of the best pizza you'll ever have. It is absolutely outstanding. It's wonderful, and it can only be found in and around the Dayton Kettering area. I don't know why they don't branch that out and franchise that stuff, but boy, oh boy. But they're up there seeing my father-in-law. So lots of family things going on today. Looking forward to the kids coming home, but, you know, they got to get out and see their grandpa, too, because they don't live in the same town. So lots of fun. I hope you had some fun with your pop like I had fun with my pop, and I hope you had fun with your kids and your spouse and you're just your whole family. And all you single moms, too, by the way, happy Father's Day to you, too. You got a tough job, and believe me, it's not lost on us here in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. So I hope everybody had a wonderful day. Hope you got your cue on. Did you get your cue on? Today's a great day to grill hard. So is every day, but why not take advantage of it on Father's Day? Okay, let me give you the rundown for today. Alan Gottlieb, spending time with his family. Don't want him here today. Don't need him here today. What? What do you mean you don't need Alan Gottlieb here today? Well, I don't need Alan Gottlieb here today for one specific reason, and that's because I've got him on tape. Modern technology is wonderful. And it's from my Wednesday Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show. And at Alan's request, I'm going to run those two segments. I'll just kick them on here, the recording, and we can get some commentary on it. And that's at Alan's request. Why? Because the biggest news story of the week last week, what do you think it was? Any idea? Think one, two, three. I'll tell you what I think it was. And that was the Second Amendment Foundation. Of course, Alan Gottlieb, the founder and contributor weekly here on this program. The Second Amendment Foundation's just stinging defeat of the anti-gunners in Deerfield Village, Illinois, where the village elders took it upon themselves to turn a large percentage of their law-abiding residents into criminals overnight by banning their lawfully owned products, quote-unquote assault rifles. Nobody knows what that definition is, and if you ask a village elder, they can't tell you either. But they don't care what it is. They just, it's the buzzword, and that's what they use. As a result, if you violated their ban, which was to take effect on June 13th, 4 days ago, they were going to come to your door, confiscate your property, fine you $1,000 a day if they found out that you were in violation for X amount of time. They were going to turn you into a criminal. So the next time somebody says, oh, we just want common sense gun reform, You tell them that common sense gun reform is 200 school districts in Texas arming their teachers, not confiscating lawfully owned products owned by law-abiding citizens who harm nobody. That's common sense, and you make sure that you make that very, very clear to them. So we'll play some of that. We're going to play two segments. Alan was joined me on Wednesday. Here's what happened. The decision was supposed to come down on Friday last week. A week before last, excuse me. And it did not. The judge put the decision off in the case. What happened was the Second Amendment Foundation asked for an injunction to stop the enforcement of this ridiculous ban as their lawsuit worked their way through the courts. Now, in order to get an injunction, you got to prove two things. I'll let Alan explain that when we play those segments coming up later in this hour. But the judge agreed with the Second Amendment Foundation. But before he agreed with him, he put the decision off from Friday to Tuesday. And you heard Mr. Gottlieb on this program last week saying that very thing, that we had hoped to have a decision. We had hoped to be able to break it here on Gun Talk earlier in the day and here on Armed American Radio later in the day, that kind of thing. And he was unable to do that. Well, fortunately, I'm on air 5 other days a week, Monday through Friday. And the decision came down Tuesday, but it came down right after, just 45 minutes after the live airing of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. So Alan joined me on Wednesday's program, and that's what you're going to hear in just a few minutes. That's a huge story for a lot of different reasons, and we'll let Alan explain it coming up shortly. Now I got to tell you what happened to me at 2:30 in the morning this morning. Oh, nothing bad. Nothing good either. It just kind of happened. But I actually fell asleep pretty early yesterday. When I say pretty early, I think I laid down on the couch. You know, I just told you my family's out of town until Tuesday, so I got some downtime, right? And I kind of just chilled out. I kind of hit the couch at about 10 o'clock, 9:30, something like that. Had a great day at the marina, out and about, got the grass cut, cleaned up the John Deere tractor, did all the kind of stuff. You know, killed a copperhead 3.5 feet long. Yeah, I'll tell you about that later. Ooh, unnerving. Right there at AAR Ranch, I got to tell you, that's okay. That copperhead ain't copperhead nobody anymore. Yeah, I know. Man, oh, man, I'm telling you, 3.5 feet long, every bit of it. It was well fed. But had a great day, and I just kind of laid down on the couch a little bit earlier than I normally would and flipped on the tube. Next thing I know, I woke up. It was about 2:30 in the morning. Well, that's about as much sleep as I need. So I grabbed my phone. And I went to the My Fox 5 Atlanta app. Now, why would I do that at 2:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning? Why? Because I'm already in show prep mode for Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. I'm looking for stuff while I'm awake. I'm constantly checking various sources. And for some reason, that's where I went on the app. And I think I was more concerned about the weather because I could hear some thunder rumbling. Let me give you the rundown. Boy, I would like to do this. That's okay. Shanto, how much time? Got up 2 minutes? That's okay. Let me just tell you what happened. And then when we come back from the break, I'll explain some of these stories because it is here at 2:30 in the morning, I wake up and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This is opening material for Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast tomorrow. Look no further than what you have right here in your hands. So let's just say I scrolled through the stories one at a time. 2, 3, 4, 5. And I can tell you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them. And every single one of them was fodder for this show. But there was an 11th one, and it was the lead story. And that's the one I'm going to tell you about now. When we come back, I'll tell you what followed that lead story and why it's important to you and why it's important to bring it up on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Because it is a reminder. That's what I'll tell you in advance. I'll tease it. But this story was headlined, Suspects Named in Shooting Outside DeKalb County Kroger's. Now, you may not have heard about this. In fact, if you don't live in Georgia, you probably didn't hear about it unless you're reading A.W.R. Hawkins or some of the other gun guys. You may have heard about it. If you listen to this program, you may have heard about it. But the odds are you probably didn't. Based on where you are and what market you are and you're busy and you're probably not reading that stuff because you're probably not a gearhead, but you're just a great average guy or gal who listens to Armed American Radio and catches up during the week. You would never know this. Why? Because ABC, NBC, CBS, MSDNC, CNN, the rest of them aren't gonna tell you what happened. Why? Because if they did, they would out themselves for the hypocrites and liars and political charlatan hacks that they are, and prove to you immediately that they are not objective journalists. This is called a lie of omission. What happened in that shooting outside DeKalb County Kroger? Well, it turns out a man and a woman were exiting the store, heading to the parking lot. And they had, let's just say they were not in condition white. They were paying attention to their surroundings. Hot as crap, busy, sunny, mid-afternoon, as the story says, broad daylight. They noticed something wasn't right. Times three. They noticed three somethings seeming to be drawing a bead on them as they exited the Kroger's and moved towards their vehicle. And they were right. Why? Because they trusted their gut instinct. We're getting ready to take a break. The timing is absolutely perfect because I want to stop right there. I want to tease you, and I want you to think about what I'm getting ready to tell you. And guess what? You probably already know, don't you? Because you know I love happy ending stories. When we come back, I'll tell you what happened in a Kroger's grocery store parking lot in DeKalb County, northeast of downtown Atlanta, that the mainstream press simply won't tell you. Back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
You hear that? That's Carl training. Carl's doing dry fire practice. Training that all-important trigger finger. Dry fire practice? Yeah, you've tried that once. It was boring as... How can Carl stand this? But Carl doesn't just stand it. Carl loves it. Carl uses a Mantis X sensor to track muzzle movement and see exactly what he's doing, right or wrong, for every single shot right there on his phone. Carl's no dummy. He knows that having instant feedback is the best way to train, and Mantis X is the only system to provide real-time feedback for both live and dry practice. So when Carl is at the range, even at 100 yards, he's still hitting the gong. Get one at MantisX.com with the code AAR for free shipping. Train smarter.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, welcome back inside these Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. Oh, man, what a week it's been. I'll give you some information on our sponsors coming up in the next segment, but right now I want to continue with what I was talking with you about before I go to that and get some business out of the way. So the whole reason I tell you this right now is because at 2:30 in the morning when I went to Fox 5, I wanted to see if there was any updates to that story, which has been quite the story around here. And there was an update, and that's when I started kind of paging through the rest of the stories. I'll get there in just a second. Let me tell you first about this one that sparked it all. Because in a nutshell, what you had at that Kroger develop broad daylight just the other day, right down the street from the Armed American Radio Daily Defense and the Armed American Radio MonsterCast Studios, and not far from AAR Ranch, was an individual victim who shot all 3 people that pulled a gun and tried to rob them or carjack them. We still don't know what the deal is. They've been a little bit tight-lipped about that. But this dude put all 3 of them down in the parking lot. And it was absolutely beautiful. It was, the hair on the back of my neck rose. You know why? Because we think this never happens. No one ever tells us about this. We tell you about it. You see the little blurbs in your local paper. If you're listening in Des Moines, you see the little blurbs in Des Moines. Up in New York, Nassau, you're listening right now out there. You see the little blurbs in your paper. But it doesn't make national. There's no national dad. And the national mainstream media will never touch this stuff. But you had an individual lawfully carrying a concealed firearm who dropped 3 punks in a matter of seconds. Now, to be sure, there was an exchange of gunfire. When he saw the gun, he fired, they fired back. But you see, there's a lesson in this story. Armed criminals generally don't go to the range at 18 years old. They don't take firearms training. They don't live a lifestyle. They don't read about these things. They don't practice these things. They don't dry fire these things. They think their gun held sideways is going to frighten somebody, but it doesn't frighten somebody who has trained for this every day, because that person understands what? That people like that exist, that evil exists on this earth. The individual who was about to be robbed, who had his head on a swivel, who walked outside with whoever he was with, his companion, knew he was about to be rolled. As a result, he was prepared. As a result, when his gun was unsheathed, it went to work. And went to work it did. One punk crawling back into Kroger's, bleeding, screaming, he's shot. Another one down in the parking lot. And the third one fleeing, who would later show up at an area hospital. Several cars were hit with gunfire. 0 bystanders were hit by any flying lead. This is an American hero story. This is the Second Amendment in action. This is why we carry guns, because we know these things happen, and they happen up to 2.5 million times a year. The CDC buried their own study that had it 2.46 million times per year. I'll take the discrepancy. I know you will, too. I will. Give or take 400 grand out of 2.5 million, I'm all over it. And that's why they didn't want you to see it. They didn't want you to know that this happens. The victim, I'm going to quote from the Fox piece here. Police said the victim shot at the people who tried to rob him, and they fired back. The ordeal happened around 4:15 p.m. outside the Kroger parking lot. Now, I was on the air, and that story was breaking. I didn't see it until afterwards. But a group of people, at least one of which was armed, followed a man and a woman to the parking lot where they police believe they planned to rob or carjack the victim. Didn't work out that way. Good guy, one, two, three. Bad guy, zero. And that's why you carry a firearm, and that's why you train. God forbid something like that ever happen. You are prepared. So I then began paging through some of the remaining stories. Right after that, this is Fox 5 Atlanta, right smack off the app. I messaged myself. I shared them to myself in a message so that I knew it at 2:30, 2:35, 2:40 in the morning. I knew it. I've got to go here. This is unbelievable. Local news in Atlanta. One story right after the other. Here come the first 10 after the suspects, after the one I just told you. Number two. Woman grabbed by stranger while jogging. What I'm reading you, go Google it. Read the story. You'll see it come up. Fox 5 Atlanta. Woman grabbed by stranger while jogging. Story number two. Deputies. Former NBA player arrested in connection to home invasion. Home invasion. Story number three. Former bus driver convicted in fatal crash. Charged with, not in the crash, rape. Former bus driver convicted in fatal crash, charged with rape. Let's see, one, two, three, four, five. I'm on story number five. Clayton County Police searching for suspected serial rapist. Story number six. Covington couple says thieves racked up tens of thousands in credit card charges. I read the story. It's over 200,000. It's unbelievable. Evil takes many forms, doesn't it? Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six. Story number seven. Paulding County man pleads guilty to molesting 12-year-old. One, two, three, four. Five, six, seven, eight. Serial rapist pleads guilty to cold case attacks from 1986. Notice attacks, that's plural. Serial rapist pleads guilty to cold case attacks from 1986. He is smiling in his mugshot. And you'd like to just punch it right off of his face. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh, let's go to number nine. There's more. Arrest made in case of woman found dead at Gwinnett Place Mall. Count them out. I keep losing track. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay, here we go to number 10. Stolen car chase ends in violent crash. Each of those stories appeared one right after the other. Just another day in Hotlanta. Just another day. But that doesn't happen where I live. That doesn't happen in my community. My Kroger's shopping center is in a nice area. That happens to other people. Nobody's going to grab me while I'm jogging down the trail. I live in a nice neighborhood. There's no child molesters here. This is a well-to-do area. Let me tell you something. I couldn't think of a better way to open this program up and head into the next 2 hours than to read you that rundown from local news to remind you that evil exists. We'll play some of Alan Gottlieb when we come back. Good Lord, go Google the stuff up. That doesn't happen in your neighborhood. All right, gun owner, the clock is ticking on this one, okay? How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, it could be 17 Glocks, maybe 17 new Springfields. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. It always does. So don't put this off. Don't miss out, because you can win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com right now. Armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
For the finest in firearms training, check out Boondocks Firearms Training Academy. Visit boondocksfta.com for a full list of courses. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%. Welcome back to the program. All right, yeah, welcome back indeed. Gun lover, I love you, man. Did you enter to win your brand new gun from the USCCA yet? I hope you did. If not, what the heck are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. The Gun A Day giveaway ends very soon. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act fast. 17 Kimbers. They do more than one gun a day on certain days. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, 17 Springfields. It could even be 17 AR-15s. Yeah, I know. Scary, huh? Yeah. Head over to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today, but you've got to hurry, please. Today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. Let's go over together and take a look at what it is. Let's pull this up together. You have 4 hours, 25 minutes, and 3 seconds right now, from right now, the sound of my voice, on hundreds of stations around the country to win. It is a Beretta M9A3. That's essentially the military version of the Beretta 92FS. It's a beautiful gun. It was just replaced by, but believe me, it's wonderful. I had a pair of these things for years, the 92FSs, and they're gorgeous guns. The actions on them can't be beat. So make sure to go over and check that out. Let's go back real quick and remind you that the USCCA wants to get these guns in your hands, the hands of responsibly armed Americans just like you. They want to help you, they want to train you, and they want to help protect you, the protectors like this guy at the Kroger parking lot. Okay, see how this all comes together? You see how we do this? This is why this stuff is so important. We're not talking about Stormy Daniels. We're not talking about Trump's lawyers. We're not talking about Kim Jong-il. We're not talking about any of that crap. No IG reports. You're getting that stuff crammed down your face all day long. This is a relief for you because this stuff matters. When you walk out your door, you could be a victim of this stuff. You're already a victim of 24/7 news, but you could be a victim, a real victim, and the USCCA is there to help you. Okay, so don't put this stuff off. Don't miss your chance. The new gun at midnight expires every day. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. All right, how about all those? One right after the other. One smack right after the other. I thought, wow, that's absolutely beautiful. The moral of the story is, yes, it does happen. Yes, it can happen to you, and yes, it does happen in your neighborhood. Yes, it happens. Don't forget that ever. Just another day in the vicinity of Atlanta, Georgia, huh? Yeah, because guess what? I'm going to go there tomorrow, and I'm going to see the same crap. Same stuff. All right. Deerfield, Illinois. Big stuff last week. I played... I didn't play it. I had Alan Gottlieb on Wednesday afternoon on the Daily Defense, and he talked about it. He's the man who sued Deerfield. He's the man that won the case. Let's go to some of that interview at his request in his absence while he is on an airplane flying home today. Let's take a listen to some of what Alan told me on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense last Wednesday. Let's see if we can get that to play. Are we going to get that to play? It doesn't look like we can get that to play. Here we go. I know how to get that to play. See, you got to hit the right buttons all the time. Now we'll be able to get this to play. Here we go. Joining me now on a very, very special daytime appearance on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is Mr. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, welcome to the program. It is wonderful to have you here under these circumstances.
It sure is. It's really good news, and it's a great day. And I want to tell you, you're really on top of your game because that release from the foundation about the free attorney's fees that the city got was just put on our website a few minutes ago. Somehow you picked it up so fast. I'm proud of you. That's amazing.
The little ding, ding, dings go off. Sometimes I can smell this stuff. No, all kidding aside, I did a last-second check before we went on air to see if there were any new releases, and lo and behold, this one did pop up, and it wasn't there earlier. If you don't mind, let's start with going back to April. I want to go from beginning to end. You talked about this on the Sunday show, and what exactly happened was we had hoped, as you mentioned on Sunday, that we would have had this some type of response from the court and action by Friday, but we didn't. Why? What happened there?
I don't really know. The judge postponed it from Friday to Tuesday. His calendar may have gotten overwhelmed. He may not have gotten his prep work done reading all the briefs ahead of time before oral arguments. So oral arguments got moved to Tuesday instead of on Friday. And, of course, the ordinance would have gone into effect today. So it didn't give us a whole lot of time. But the judge, during oral arguments, made a lot of comments that showed that the city of Deerfield, the village, was in trouble with a lot of things they had in their law. You never know how the judge was going to rule. We felt we were on really strong ground. His comments only gave us a little bit more a sense that maybe we were going to win this case. And lo and behold, we won it big with his decision.
Well, you sure did. I tell you what, listen, as someone who has been personally myself on both sides, I've sued and been sued in business And I understand, you know, nobody wants to litigate. It's very stressful. And I was once told by a very good attorney years ago that you never know how a judge is going to wake up. And no attorney worth their salt is going to tell their client, this is a locked, done, you're done deal, you're going to win this, because you just don't know. And we've discussed that, too. So to hear you Sunday say, and I know nobody knows that better than you, to hear you say Sunday that you felt really, really good about this and had to tease it until Tuesday, I was kind of hopeful we'd get something to respond on the air yesterday, but didn't, because it wasn't quite timely enough. But to hear you say that made me feel really, really, really good. Tell the listeners what the two things that must be present for an injunction to be granted so that this obviously this judge felt was the case.
Yeah, I still have chills going through my body over this, I'll tell you, because it's a big victory, especially at a time when our firearms rights and so under attack all over the place. This is a great victory. Anyway, to win this, you have to show two things. One, that you have a very large likelihood, in fact, that you're going to prevail, and, you know, if it went to a full trial. And the second thing is you got to show that irreparable harm is being used against you, whereby, you know, if your firearms were confiscated, as an example, or you were fined money that you can't get back, that the damages can't be reversed, so to speak. And the judge felt these damages couldn't be reversed, and in fact that we had more than a large likelihood to prevail. He actually ruled that our preemption argument here fell under two different areas, and we went on both of them. One was under the firearms owner's ID card, the FOID card system that exists in Illinois. And the second one was after we won our case, Moore versus Madigan, that knocked out the ban on carry in the state. The new carry law also had preemption language in it as well, which talked about the 10-day window that they could do something in, and then they were prohibited forever in doing anything else dealing with firearms, period. So we felt on either one or both of those we'd win, and the judge felt we'd win under both.
Boy, that is huge. Now, a couple things that we can take away from that. And I've got you for one more segment too, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I want to go into some details on that. I think it's very, very important. You just threw a lot of meat at us. So let me start with this. So here you've got Lake County Circuit Court judge. Now, we're talking about outside Chicago, Illinois, Alan, and nobody knows better than you do, because the Second Amendment Foundation has had to go in and clean up Illinois almost unilaterally for years. Did you feel at all, even though you felt that we would be able to prevail on both of these items, that we were at risk simply because of the location, possibly?
Yeah, whenever we're litigating in the Chicago area, or for that matter, any other big city, San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles, doesn't really matter. I mean, judges don't necessarily respect firearms rights, and we're kind of concerned. So you never really know. We felt the case, we would not have brought this case if we didn't think we should have won it. And, you know, luckily we did. The city is still reeling. It's not over yet. We don't know what the city is going to do. I don't think the city is going to be interested in going to trial directly on this, because the judge pretty much made it known that they wouldn't win at trial. But they do have a right to take this to the appeals court level and go straight to an appeals court. And they might go to an appeals court on it.
Welcome inside these Armed American Radio. All right, we're going to stop right there for just a second, simply because I want to go back to that thought when we come back from the break with Alan Gottlieb and kind of lead you into the next segment. Sorry about that. I got to run that board myself there. So if you hit the wrong button at the beginning, you don't get the sound. I apologize. The fact of the matter is that what Alan is telling us at the beginning of the case, where he felt very, very good, was those two items. And Sean's laughing at me back there because he's not controlling my boards right now. And I wish he was. I actually wish he was. But likely to prevail and irreparable harm, those two issues have to be present to have an injunction. Now, this is temporary. They're now going to go for the permanent. We don't know whether or not the Deerfield Village is going to pursue, and they're going to. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tease that when we come up. They are going to pursue this, and it is going to move forward. Back with more from Alan Gottlieb's interview on Armed American Radio Daily Defense. As long as I know which buttons to push, we'll be back after this. All right, gun owner, the clock is ticking on this one, okay? How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, it could be 17 Glocks, maybe 17 New Springfields. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. It always does. So don't put this off. Don't miss out, because you can win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com right now. Armedandresponsible.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ica.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right. Back inside these Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios with me, right? I can say that, right? Because we're going to go back to Alan Gottlieb in the Daily Defense, where I had him on the program on Wednesday. Let me tell you just a little bit, because the segment lengths are different because of the two shows. The intros make it a little bit longer, so I don't have as much time. So I had to cut that off. But let me explain where we went there so I can set up the intro to this segment. And as Alan and I closed out that individual segment talking about the amount of money, because, you see, I made the comment to Alan. I said, look, these people have got to know that they're not going to win these cases. Their lawyers are either lying to them or they're just flat out stupid and they can't figure it out. And, look, it's more along the lines of the response from Alan was, well, they do know. And they do sue for a lot of reasons because they're not spending their own money. They're spending taxpayer money. It's basically a bottomless pit wallet, okay? So let's go back on that note and pick up where we left off with Alan Gottlieb. Let's play a little bit of this. Walters and I am filling your prescription for freedom today and every day. I'm talking with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, let me go right back to you. The basic nutshell question was before the break, do they do this because they can, because it's free, and they know it's going to cost us money, regardless of whether they think they can win or not?
Mark, to a large extent, yes. But let me expand upon that a little bit. First of all, if the city doesn't get the free legal aid from, you know, law, outside law firms that are anti-gun groups, gun prohibition lobby, they still use taxpayers' dollars. So the bottom line is they do it anyway. It's not coming out of their pocket, so to speak. It's coming out of, you know, the residents of Deerfield, Illinois, right, or other cities, you know, or anti-gun groups that work this. I would like to point out, though, that Perkins Coie, the law firm that did this pro bono, that's the same exact law firm that, quote-unquote, Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee paid for the dossier against President Trump. This is how left-wing this law firm is. Unfortunately, they're an international firm with offices all across the globe and tons of money, and they do an awful lot of left-wing pro bono work.
All right, so these guys, these are the big dogs as far as left-wing is concerned.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, their clients are the kind of people like George Soros or Michael Bloomberg. So when they do something like this, you know, pro bono, believe me, they're getting paid back from other clients other ways.
Of course they are. So that begs the following question then as a follow-up. Either those attorneys are incredibly unethical if they don't tell the village elders who want to file this suit or what could happen to them now that the suit is filed, and can it lead them to believe that they actually can win something like this, or they're not. Which one is it?
Well, you know, again, if you buy the right judges, you can get anything. And a lot of these people have good political connections. And, you know, most times when we ever lose a case in court, it's because you have such a biased judge that's on the other side to start with. He's in their pocket. That's why court appointments in court elections are so damn important all across the country.
Well, Alan, that sounds like corruption to me.
Well, drain the swamp. What can I say?
Let me read the statement from the village statement in full. We are reviewing with our legal team, who you just heard Alan talk about, the full written opinion that the judge entered. We will, of course, honor the order issued by the court and temporarily not enforce the ordinance, but we are certainly going to review all of the options available to the village, including the right to appeal the decision to the Illinois Appellate Court. Now, I know I can't ask you to get in their head, and I know you addressed it in the first segment, but can you give us a percentage gut feel, 60, 70, 80% you think they're going to try to appeal this to the Illinois State Supreme Court or not?
Well, I don't really know what they're going to do, but I think going back to the trial court to try and go through a trial on the merits of their case is a waste of their time, totally. I think there's no way they would win that. I think they know that. I think their attorneys know that. So their only avenue now is to do one of two things, either go to the appellate court and appeal and try and get a different set of judges to review it, or give it up. And we know how they don't want to give it up because they're so, you know, anti-gun, and they're such gun haters that there's no way that, you know, I can see them doing that. So I guess they're going to take it to the appellate level. You know, and then they run up our clock, and we have to spend our money on that. And if you're spending your money on that suit, you don't get to spend your money on another suit defending gun rights because our resources are limited. We don't have the George Soros's or the Michael Bloomberg's, you know, or the Paul Allen's of the world to donate millions of dollars to us. So the bottom line is that I'm going to guess they're going to take it to the appellate level, but we can hope that they don't.
Well, I'm with you on that one. I mean, I've done this with you enough, and I've heard you talk about it enough. I feel pretty confident they're probably going to do that. Now, what's the question that's going to be asked is, well, okay, this is a pretty hollow victory. It's just going to go to the appellate court. How long is that process going to take?
Well, if they go to the appellate court, they're stayed, so it's not going to be enforced no matter what. And I'm going to assume it's the appellate court. It could at least take them maybe another year. So, nothing's going to happen soon. I mean, gun rights in Illinois are intact for a while, and that's what the Second Amendment Foundation is all about. When you fire on the street, one lawsuit at a time.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, you just nailed it. So Illinois residents, or residents maybe in any other liberal enclave that was watching this, and believe me, they were paying attention to what was happening here, And those actions in your towns and cities may have been stopped as a result of the Second Amendment Foundation's victory here, but particularly you in Deerfield, and I've gotten some email from a number of you that live there and are concerned about this. You just heard Alan Gottlieb say, rest assured that your gun rights are intact for now, and it could be up to a year. But remember, that year's going to fly right by. So what do we need to do now in preparation of that, or is there anything we can do except kind of just sit on our laurels and wait on top of this great, huge victory for now?
Well, we're not going to wait. We're just going to file other suits against other places. There's lots of anti-gun laws in this country that need to be overturned and taken off the books. So we're not going to rest. This is just one more scalp that we've taken, and one more for the state of Illinois, because we have a great track record of winning in Illinois, which, you know, a few years ago used to be one of the worst states in the country for gun ownership, and it's back in the upper half for gun rights. We've done an amazing job in Illinois, and we're still focusing on places like New York, New Jersey, California. There are a number of states, Massachusetts, Maryland, where lots of laws need to be changed.
Alan, I got to tell you, I go back to comments I made on Armed American Radio's Monster broadcast years ago, several years. It hasn't been that long ago, where people would write me and say, man, what do I do? I'm in Illinois. What can I do? And we would tell them who to join and to join the Second Amendment Foundation and all this. But really, if you want to get your gun rights back, you're going to have to move. As long as, with this back when Daley was in office, I had people write me emails and say, man, I know I feel it, but I can't. My family's here. My life is here. I can't go anywhere. We've got to fix this problem for our kids. And, you know, I wound up apologizing 24 short months later to those folks, because I was telling them to bail, when in fact what happened was 2 short years later, Illinois had concealed carry in large part because of, or in 90% because of, you and the Second Amendment Foundation, Moore v. Madigan and everything else, including the McDonald decision that all just tied it together, didn't it?
Yep, not just concealed carry. They had shall issue concealed carry. And not only that, with that, we tacked on the preemption to it, which allowed us to file this suit and win again against Deerfield. So we're always thinking two steps ahead.
Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant work. Alan, I'm going to let you get back to looking at other cases and helping advance our gun rights. Thank you, sir, for the amazing work that you do and for taking time out. All right. Perfect timing in that segment ended right smack at the end of the other segment. That's because of my incredible board op and technical skills. Thank you very much. I will do a bow now. There's your theater of the mind. Yeah. The great Alan Gottlieb. Sean's all over. The great Alan Gottlieb. We miss him live, but we get great. And that was breaking stuff on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense that nobody else in the country heard that day, except for us, from Alan Gottlieb. Guess what's coming up for the next 2 solid hours? The wisdom of David Kodria for 2 solid hours. Don't change the dial. You're going to have more fun than you knew you could have on Father's Day. I promise you. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Until we meet in the next hour, remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught without his club. We'll see you with David Kodria. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to usccaonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Go there. That's usccaonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.